This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I'll bring you Francesca Goldsmith's column, Audiobooks and Literacy, this time focused on purposeful performances. Then I have reviews in historical fiction and romantic fiction, including a review of Cooking for Picasso by Camille Aubray, read by Mojan Marno. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and Literacy, Purposeful Performance by Francesca Goldsmith. Every day we read, listen to, or watch a variety of media with specific purposes in mind: to gather information, find entertainment, explore a new culture, or participate in our own. Each experience of media we consume for different reasons is also likely to vary in delivery if we are to satisfy our goal of the moment to learn, to relax, or to share in a sense of community. There is no one-size-fits-all presentation for a certain kind of content, and no one way of engaging with that content that will work for everyone. And so it is when you choose audiobooks for yourself or for children. Beyond content, what sort of performance might best fit the material and help listeners satisfy their immediate needs? Luckily, the audiobooks available to us today continue to show growth in the diversity of their expressive styles, as well as their range of content, both for adults and children. While there are no good or bad expressive models beyond individual aesthetic preferences, some performance styles do seem suited to enhancing and expanding the particular kind of content you seek on audio. But as always, satisfaction with the experience will align with how well the performance also serves the reason for listening. Looking for a satisfying escape through story? Certainly the acting performance of a skillful narrator or multiple narrators can move a thriller or a cozy mystery or a celebrity biography from page to sound with highly enhanced entertainment value. Helping teens understand a Shakespeare play they're supposed to read for homework? An audio performance by experienced professional actors who deliver the lines with clarity of their own understanding can rescue readers who struggle with unfamiliar words and antique phrasing. Learning about the best practices in management and want to listen on your commute? In this case, you don't want and would probably be distracted by a dramatic reading. However, a subtle oral variation of a pair of excellent readers who share the narration can help you engage with the ideas and research presented. Trying to calm a rambunctious kindergartner overexcited by her first day at school? A bedtime story read by a youthful-sounding narrator gives the child a peer who can demonstrate that it's good to settle down. Well-produced audiobooks are not just another way of reading, they are a means of content revelation. Find the performance style that matches your need and discover that audiobooks deliver so much more than words pronounced correctly. Performance, as much as content, is key to listening literacy. And that was Audiobooks and Literacy, Purposeful Performances by Francesca Goldsmith. All right, we are going to start our reviews today, and today we are in the areas of historical fiction and romance. Our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today in historical fiction is Illuminations, a novel of Hildegard von Bingen. It's written by Mary Sharratt, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Tavia Gilbert. Given up by her mother to the care of the church at the tender age of 8, Hildegard von Bingen is a German saint whose life is a testament to the tenacity of the human soul. Tavia Gilbert delicately voices von Bingen, maturing the character appropriately as listeners follow her from childhood into old age. Jutta von Sponheim, the disturbed and overly righteous young woman Hildegard finds herself caring for, is graced with hushed, ethereal tones, while Volmar, the young monk hopelessly in love with Jutta, has a warm, deep inflection that reflects the good soul he truly is. Seamless shifts in tone, along with exhaustive research into the correct pronunciation of obscure German names and places, elevate the literary experience as only great audio can. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of Illuminations, a novel of Hildegard von Bingen. It's written by Mary Sharratt. It's an Earphones winner, read by Tavia Gilbert. It was a 2014 Audie's finalist, and it's available from Tantor Media for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in historical fiction is Cooking for Picasso. Camille Aubrey wrote it, and it's read by Mojan Marnot. Mojan Marnot narrates this dual time period audiobook, which begins with a reimagining of Pablo Picasso's brief stay in the French coastal town of Juan-les-Pins in 1939. In this account, 17-year-old Ondine becomes the artist's cook and eventually his model. In contemporary times, American-born Céline visits France in hopes of finding a hidden painting it is thought Picasso gave to her late grandmother. Marnot's impeccable accents bring authenticity to the women's stories, which focus on both culinary skills and love. She sympathetically conveys Ondine and Céline's very different emotional circumstances. Ondine dreams of escaping her parents' expectations, and Céline is worried about her mother's failing health. Humor lightens the mood, making this romance cum mystery full of art, family bickering, and of course fabulous food, fully enjoyable. Candice B. Levy wrote that review of Cooking for Picasso by Camille Aubrey. It's read by Mojan Marnot, available from Random House Audio for 13.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Continuing in historical fiction, we have Three Sisters, Three Queens, The Tudor Court, Book 2 by Philippa Gregory, read by Bianca Amato. Gregory, famous for her writing about the great English dynasties of the Tudors and the Plantagenets, returns here to the intersection of the two families with the first generation of Tudor princesses. Narrator Bianca Amato, as usual, excels with Gregory's material. The main character is the spoiled, mostly unsympathetic Princess Margaret, but Amato strikes a wonderful balance between showing Margaret's worst qualities and revealing some humanity and vulnerability. Furthermore, Amato subsumes herself into the story and puts the focus on the world that Gregory is reanimating rather than her narration. Jennifer L. Karsbeck wrote that review of Three Sisters, Three Queens, The Tudor Court, Book 2. It's written by Philippa Gregory, read by Bianca Amato, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 21 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Now we'll take a break from some of those historical fictions and get into romance. We hear from Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease. It might not be obvious, but honor is an essential element of romance. After all, no one wants to date someone who cheats or is unkind to the less fortunate. What do you require in a romantic partner? Do you yourself break for squirrels, leave a 20% tip, or give a dollar to the team collecting outside the supermarket? Romance is a fundamental validation of identity. And what is more basic to identity than personal conviction? This month's audiobook showcase personal belief and the ways narrators portray the shared values that can develop through romance. In Duke of Sin, Marrying Winterbourne, and The McCulloch Inn in Maine, narrators show us the evolution certain characters undergo to achieve moral agreement with their partners. The Girl from Summer Hill features a classic Pride and Prejudice trope of misunderstood motivations. Narrator Emily Rankin must unravel confusion so the couple can view each other honestly. And in A Buccaneer at Heart and Bay of Sighs, narrators depict shared purpose as the driving force of the romantic stories. As with the best audiobooks, you'll find a little bit of yourself in each of these compelling listens. Caitlin Augusta wrote that little column called Tease, and we start right out with A Buccaneer at Heart. Adventures Quartet, Book 2, by Stephanie Lawrence. It's an Earphones winner, read by Steve West. Narrator Steve West adopts a rich, rolling style for 19th century sea captain Robert Frobisher as he searches for a kidnapper's lair in West African settlement. West's proper diction eschews a clipped style but establishes a slower pace that allows listeners to absorb detailed historical settings. West's voice for Aileen Hopkins, whose brother has gone missing, is light, breathy, and genuine. As West explores Robert and Aileen's growing intimacy with a determined intensity, listeners will feel the tension most strongly when Robert witnesses Aileen's capture and imagines her terror. Out of this dignified narration come some surprisingly menacing villains' voices as well, adding depth to West's performance. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of A Buccaneer at Heart, Adventurers Quartet, Book 2 by Stephanie Lawrence. It's an Earphones winner, read by Steve West, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 14.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants to help you discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in romance is The McCulloch Inn in Maine. It's written by Jen McLaughlin with a foreword by James Patterson, and it's read by Aaron Bennett. One might suppose in this short audiobook, part of James Patterson's new audiobook line, meant to be enjoyed in a short time, would feel rushed, but narrator Aaron Bennett's steady reading provides the full experience. Chelsea O'Kane returns to her family's inn in Maine to escape retribution from organized crime, but she can't outrun her childhood crush, Jeremy Holland, who has secrets of his own. Bennett uses a slightly different register for each lead character, so their dialogue is clear. She tensely conveys Chelsea's fear for her life, which culminates in an action scene that feels truly perilous. While the authors switch from first to third person, it's a bit jarring, and Bennett's reading is low-key, listeners will feel the emotions of each character. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of The McCulloch Inn in Maine by Jen McLaughlin with a foreword by James Patterson. It's read by Aaron Bennett, available from Hachette Audio for 3.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Glitterland, Spires, Book 1 by Alexis Hall. It's an Earphones winner, read by Nicholas Bolton. Once again, Nicholas Bolton proves he's the master of the romance genre with his moving story. Ash Winters is fighting crippling depression and anxiety and swiftly losing hope. The last thing he wants is to fall for a dramatic stranger with a fake tan and a sparkly jacket. But the longer he spends with Darian Taylor, the more he wonders if this fearless young man is precisely what he needs. Bolton smoothly switches accents and characters, perfectly capturing every nuance and quirk of Ash's and Darian's characters with pitch-perfect accuracy. His performance pulls listeners right into this fraught, fiery relationship, transforming every pitfall, heartbreak, revelation, and reconciliation into something utterly captivating. Bridget E. Kewin wrote that review of Glitterland, Spires, Book One, by Alexis Hall. It's an Earphones winner read by Nicholas Bolton, and it's available from Hedgehog, Inc. for 6.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in romance is Duke of Sin, Maiden Lane, Book 9, by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. Narrator Ashford McNabb portrays the uncertainty that Valentine Napier, the Duke of Montgomery, feels as he falls in love with his housekeeper, Bridget Crumb, who was born out of wedlock to an aristocratic mother. McNabb convinces listeners that the despicable Duke, hungry for power to the point of blackmailing the royal family, has hidden depths and motivations that will redeem him. Bridget's deferential remarks to the Duke contrast nicely with her growing feelings for him as they join forces to deal with secrets in both their lives. McNabb could have conveyed the Duke's honeyed menace without the nasal quality she gives him and other characters. But as McNabb reveals Val's acts of redemption, listeners will rejoice in the powerful connection created between the two unlikely lovers. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Duke of Sin, Maiden Lane, Book 9, by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. It's available from Hachette Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in romance is Marrying Winterbourne, The Ravenals, Book 2, by Lisa Kleypas, read by Mary Jane Wells. Narrator Mary Jane Wells deftly brings to life the rocky romance between Lady Helen Ravenal and commoner Reese Winterbourne. With their impending marriage threatened, the gentle Lady Helen has to learn to trust the bold Reese. Wells expertly conveys the heroine's shyness and the hero's sexiness, especially his delicious Welsh accent. She also captures Lady Helen's vivacious twin sisters. Listeners were introduced to Lady Helen and Reese in Kleypas' prior book, Cold Hearted Rake. This book can stand alone, but having listened to the earlier works adds to the pleasure. Stephanie Baker wrote that review of Marrying Winterbourne, The Ravenels, Book 2, by Lisa Kleypas. It's read by Mary Jane Wells, and it's available from Harper Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Our next romance is The Girl from Summer Hill, Book 1, by Jude Devereaux. It's read by Emily Rankin. Narrator Emily Rankin introduces listeners to the secrets of Summer Hill, Virginia, where the author sets out a modern version of Pride and Prejudice. Two Hollywood actors, Tate and Jack, arrive to play Darcy and Bingley in a charity production of Austen's classic. Tate immediately draws the ire of Casey, the play's caterer, who is also playing Elizabeth Bennet, reluctantly. Rankin draws back the curtain that divides the novel and the play so that listeners can appreciate the parallels between Casey's romance and Austen's story. The lovers' misunderstandings are given full comic weight, especially Tate's valiant fight with a peacock in Casey's bedroom. Each of Austen's beloved characters stands out in dialogue. For those who can't get enough Austen, this audiobook proves much fun. Caitlin Augusta wrote the review of The Girl from Summer Hill, Summer Hill, Book 1, by Jude Devereaux. It's read by Emily Rankin, available from Random House Audio for 12 hours unabridged. Our next review in romance is Bay of Sighs, Guardians Trilogy, Book 2 by Nora Roberts. It's read by Saskia Marleveld. Narrator Saskia Marleveld immediately draws the listener into the second title in Roberts' Guardians Trilogy. Six diverse characters are on a quest to find the Stars of Fortune before an evil goddess finds them. This adventure takes place on the island of Capri and focuses on the romance between Annika, a mermaid, and Sawyer, a traveler. Marleveld captures Annika's wonderment and innocence. In contrast, Marleveld is also able to radiate the evil nature of the villains. Listeners don't need to have read the first book in the trilogy, but it would add to their enjoyment. The conclusion to the adventure, coming in December, will be eagerly anticipated. Stephanie Baker wrote that review of Bay of Sighs, Guardians Trilogy, Book 2 by Nora Roberts. It's read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in romance, we have Game On, Bod Squad, Book 1 by Gabra Zachman. It's read by L.J. Ganser, Therese Plummer, and Lauren Fortgang. In this zany and clever ensemble production, part of the Bod Squad series, gorgeous and mouthy investigator Susanna Legs Carter is hot on the trail of sexy and handsome Charles Chaz Oakley, Palmer III. Is he a bad man or just a bad boy? Each narrator in this romantic comedy is perfectly cast, providing just the right voice, accent, and touch to make his or her character interesting, funny, larger than life. Chaz's southern accent is charming and suave, and Legs' own voice is sultry and hot. The result is a winning combination. Ann Cole Pierce wrote that review of Game On, Bod Squad, Book 1 by Gabra Zachman, read by L.J. Ganser, Therese Plummer, and Lauren Fortgang. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 5 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Best of My Love, Fool's Gold, Book 20 by Susan Mallory, read by Tanya Eby. Tanya Eby gives a pleasant performance of this story of love and friendship in the town of Fool's Gold. Shelby Gilmore, a lovely woman with the trust issues, asks handsome Aidan Mitchell, a man about town, to participate in an experiment, 6 months of a platonic relationship to help each other change. Using tonal differences and great acting talent, Eby captures each character's warmth, frustration, goodness, and vulnerability. This is a light listen, perfect for a summer chaise lounge or a winter easy chair. That review by Ann Cole Pierce is of Best of My Love, Fool's Gold, Book 20 by Susan Mallory. It's read by Tanya Eby, available from Brilliance Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged. Our next review in romance is Sweet Gone South. It's Love Gone South, Book 1 by Alicia Hunter Pace, and it's read by Amy Rubinate. A heartfelt performance by Amy Rubinate highlights the sweetness of this appealing romance. Rubinate's velvety voice is perfectly suited for the charming protagonist, Lainey Heaven, the owner of Heavenly Confections Kitchen, who wins the hearts of widower Luke Avery and his adorable 3-year-old, Emma. Rubinate's use of a southern accent brings out the charm of Merritt, Alabama, and she effectively conveys the changing point of view through well-differentiated voices. Emma's youth is portrayed with a high pitch that heightens her cute factor, making it easy to understand why Luke's rough voice softens around his daughter and why Lainey falls for Emma even before she falls for Luke. That review by Maya Fleischman is of Sweet Gone South. It's Love Gone South, Book 1. It's written by Alicia Hunter Pace, and it's read by Amy Rubinate. It's available from Insatiable Press for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in romance is Mystic Summer by Hannah McKinnon, read by Amy McFadden. Maggie's life is picture perfect, with a career as a teacher at a private school, an actor boyfriend, and an apartment in Boston. She hasn't looked back at her past until she goes home for the summer. Amy McFadden narrates from Maggie's point of view in the light, practical tone of a woman who thinks she has life figured out. Making the story easy to follow, McFadden provides a variety of accents for Maggie's Boston friends and co-workers, as well as her family back home in Mystic, Connecticut. After Maggie reconnects with an old boyfriend and his complicated life, she becomes less certain of her own direction. McFadden captures her uncertainty as she wavers between the life she thought she wanted and the one she left behind. Mystic Summer captures the magic of summer, and McFadden's narration is spot on. Elizabeth Nelson wrote that review of Mystic Summer by Hannah McKinnon, read by Amy McFadden. It's available from Blackstone Audio, Skyboat Media, for 9 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll bring you a listening with adventurer Jeremy Cronin. Then I have reviews in young adult listening and a narrator spotlight on Vikas Adams and Josh Hurley and a review of their earphones-winning dual narration of Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks and Geeta Varadarajan. We'll close out the program with reviews in science fiction and fantasy. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.